station, any station. This is KO4NUE radio check, over. This net, any station, this net. This is KO4NUE radio check, over.
We're NUE from N4ZLK. The radio's doing fine.
ZLK. Thank you, thank you, thank you for calling me back, man. I just moved to my other location and up in Liberty, South Carolina, and I usually take my radio back to Campobello when I leave, and I just was wondering if, you know, lightning struck my antenna or something, because it looks pretty rough up here, and I've been trying to get out for some time now, and I just was wondering if everything's working. So thanks for the reply. Where you hail from, if you don't mind?
I had to wait till I got where I was able to talk. I'm mobile, but I'm pulling up on the interstate. I'm in Greenville up here on 85 right now, mobile. Name is Shane, by the way, N4ZLK.
4ZLK, Shane. Thanks for the response, bud. And be careful on 85. Thanks for the reply. This is KO4NUE 73. Have a blessed day, sir.
And it sounds good. Radio sounds good in this noisy truck. Have a good evening. N4ZLK.
WB4MM portable. WB4MM portable.
WB4MM. This is KO4NUE out of Liberty, South Carolina. Go ahead.
All right. Out of Liberty, South Carolina. This is Mike, WB4MM. I'm on Mount Pigstow on the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Well, I am located about 200 yards directly off of the 12-mile river in Liberty, South Carolina. This is I got a cabin up here in the woods. My base is in Campobello, and I'm having to move radios back and forth. But man, thanks for giving me a call back. I just trying to make sure everything's working.
Yeah, it seems to be working fine. I actually came through Liberty around noon today, so I don't know where this repeater is. Where is it located?
Well, sir, I tell you, I'm a new ham. I'm not experienced, so I'm sure somebody will correct me. But as far as the repeater book app on my phone says, this is Caesar's Head. So I'm just going by what the app tells me.
That's probably true. Like I said, I'm on Mount Pigstow on the other side of Brevard, up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. So, yeah, I came through Caesar's Head today also.
So I was in Pumpkintown at 12:30 on Highway 8, and I was sitting there eating lunch in the restaurant, and you'll never guess what I saw going up the highway.
Let's see, a low-flying airplane.
Pinto, I think Ford made Pintos. I'm not sure.
The Ford Pinto. All right, that's a rarity these days.
So you're on a portable, is what you said?
I'm sitting on the back porch here of the Mount Pigstow Inn, looking south, probably back towards Caesar's Head.
I see. Well, like I said, my name's Chad, and I'm originally based out of Campobello, which is right below Tryon, Landrum area. And I'm in New Ham, got my license, I don't know, about 90 days ago, and have had a really difficult time trying to find a radio. You just can't buy them. And I finally got my hands on this one while my other one's on order, still on back order. But, yeah, so 27 years, retired military, three kids. They're last one goes to Clemson in a couple months, I think. And just me and the wife, and I love my kids, don't get me wrong, but oh boy, I'm enjoying this piece of quiet.
Yeah, Chad, that's true. I understand. My name's Mike. I live in Daytona Beach, and yeah, I ran off and left my kids too when they grew up. So, unfortunately, I liked everything you said about your son going to Clemson. I'm a Georgia grad from years ago, so we got a football game coming up in, I think it's September 5th up in Charlotte.
I said my daughter was going to Clemson, and I didn't say I was a Clemson fan. I got two sons, and they're Clemson fans. My daughter's a Clemson fan. My wife is a Clemson fan, but I am a diehard Gamecock fan, and it creates problems, but that's okay. I can handle it.
Better get off the repeater if they're having a net. But I understand what you're talking about waiting on the radio. I waited 2 months on a Kenwood HF radio that I placed an order right after Christmas. It took 2 months for it to get delivered.
Well, sir, you have a fine evening up there in Brevard. And this is KO4NUE 73, all clear, and have a blessed night.
Same to you, Chad. This is WB4MM, portable clear.
For HKX, calling that MM station portable.
This is WB4MM, portable. Go ahead.
Did I hear you say you were in Brevard?
Actually, I'm at the, up on Mount Pigsta. Pigsta Inn, the hotel up here on the Blue Ridge.
I live just outside of Brevard. And welcome to the area.
Thank you. And can you confirm this repeater is located on Caesar's Head?
That it is located on Caesar's Head. And from Mount Pisgah, you're going to be looking right at it.
I figured from this 5,000-foot elevation, I got a pretty good line of sight in all directions to the south.
Brings you up here to this area.
I live in Daytona Beach. We came up just to get away from Florida. You know, just we haven't traveled probably in a year and a half. So, I knew this area. I've always come up this way for many, many years, but not recently. So, decided we'd come visit Western North Carolina.
Well, like I said, welcome to the area. I'm born and raised here.
Yeah, from where I'm sitting, I'm actually able to bring up the Mount Mitchell repeater on this old ICOM W32HT, but I haven't heard much activity on the Mount Pigsta repeater. Is it very active?
It actually is. There's usually a group of guys on there all the time, especially of a morning. There's five or six of them will get on there. So it's a little more active then than it is in the afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you coming back to me. It's really interesting being up on top of these mountains and being able to see what you can hit with just 6 watts.
You think how far it'll carry from up there?
20 years ago, I used to live in the Augusta, Georgia area. And sometimes when we were mobile, we could hit the Mount Mitchell repeater. And that was crazy. That's a long way.
Peter gets out into five states. It goes over into Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and up above into Virginia, I believe it was.
Florida. We don't have very many high spots, so if we get out, 20 miles from a repeater, we're doing good. But actually, when I'm sitting on my front balcony of my third-story condo, sometimes I can bring up the St. Augustine repeater, which is 50 miles away from me on the same HC I'm working. So it just, if you got a sweet spot, it works.
KP4CPA.
Here comes trouble. This is Dave.
Well,
what you wish. I was just going to tell you of the station. You said you were using 8 watts?
Actually using probably about 5.5 watts right now.
I just crossed the intersection of Edwards Road and East North Street, and I had you on the input frequency.
I got that 5,000 foot elevation.
Right, I tell you, that's incredible.
It's, I was up here one time, a little further down the Blue Ridge Parkway towards Cherokee at, I can't think of the overlook, but anyway, it was like 6,000 feet. I set up a 5-element Yagi, 2-meter Yagi, and worked a repeater back in Augusta, Georgia, where I used to live. So, yeah, if you got the elevation, you can go a long ways.
Go ahead.
Patrick, KO4HKX.
Well, if I knew it was you, I'd have said something insulting, but anyway. Oh, me. Well, I've been to the orthopedic, and looks like we're going to start with strengthening therapy and go from there.
I'll tell you, it does help. I had to do my physical therapy when I tore my knee up, I guess about 2 years ago, and it does really help. So I would recommend it before you go have surgery.
Yeah, I don't have surgery. I'll hop around on one foot if I have to play tennis, but I'm not a real big fan of surgery, I tell you. Just not a big fan.
You 4MM station, I missed your name on that, but I was going to tell you there's a net tonight at 9 o'clock if you want to check into it on this frequency.
That in mind, and yeah, my name is Mike India Kilo Echo, and the call sign is Whiskey Bravo 4, Mike. So yeah, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, guys, it's been a pleasure conversing with you, and once again, it's always enjoyable bringing my HD up to the mountains and working these long distance repeaters.
Take time and enjoy your trip, and stay up here, and look forward to talking to you again.
Good to talk with you, and same here, and enjoy your time here. 73, KB4CPA.
KO4HKX. Dave, so when are you going to start your physical therapy?
We have a therapist at, they just started this program, they call it a strengthening program. PREP, I don't know what that stands for, but anyway, and I just talked to the lady today, and she said, you know, have you seen your doctor? And I said, no, and she said, well, you know, I'd recommend you go, and so my doctor holds a sports clinic in the evening, every evening of the week, and starts at 5:30. Man, they were packed out. And I asked the lady, if the x-ray technician, if they were like this all the time. And she said, yep, every night.
Hey, there's lots of people needing that service.
One guy, they have the speed humps and the parking lot. And one guy went over the speed hump. He was airborne. So I guess he had a semi-emergency, but kind of scared me though, because I couldn't see him until I got right up to the stop sign there in the parking lot, and man, he was flying.
You gotta watch out walking in a parking lot down there.
Crazy people down here, especially this guy I know that drives a blue Mustang. Boy, he's just nuts.
Yeah, I've heard him zooming around all quite a bit.
Paula or
get out of the way. That's my motto. And, you know, the left lane's not made to drive in. It's made to pass lower traffic and then get over.
Yeah, I wish more people would realize that and what that little blinky thing is on the back of their cars when I turn mine on and I need over.
Oh, they quit putting them on the cars, and it's an option, you know. Do you want blinkers with that?
Ashtray.
Ask us if we wanted an ashtray and a cigarette lighter, you know. They just quit putting them in there. I wonder what year. I don't even know what year they stopped doing that.
My 2000 Excursion still has an ashtray in it. Not a big one, but it does still have one.
To cut down, you know. I've been in a car where they had a cigarette lighter and an ashtray in the back seat.
Excursion still has one back there.
Well, this was when I was a little kid. I won't tell you how long ago that's been, but it's been a long time. Long time. All right, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the garage and put my pony in the barn. And so I guess I'll talk to you later. And you take care of yourself and no more jumping off the back of your truck or whatever it was you did. You're gonna need them legs for a long time to come.
Dave, you have a good evening, and I hope everything goes good with your physical therapy there. So KO4 HKX 733, and I'll be monitoring.
You take care. KO4 HKX, hard to say. This is KB4 CPA, clear.